今天证道的经文是在马太福音25章31到40节。当人子在他的荣耀中与众天使降临的时候，他要坐在荣耀的宝座上，万民要聚集在他面前，他要把他们分开，就像牧人把绵羊和山羊分开一样。他要把绵羊放在右边，山羊放在左边。那时王会对右边的人说，我父所赐福的人啊，来承受创世以来为你们预备的国度吧，因为我饥饿时你们给我吃的，我口渴时你们给我喝的，我身在异乡时他们接待我，你们接待我，我赤身露体时你们给我穿的，我生病时你们照顾我，我坐牢时你们来看我。那些义人会回答说，主啊，我们什么时候见你饿了就给你吃的，见你渴了就给你喝的呢？见你身在异乡就接待你，见你赤身露体就给你穿的呢？我们又什么时候见你生病或坐牢就去看你呢？王会回答说，我实在告诉你们，你们帮助我最卑微的一个弟兄就是帮助我了。这是神的话语。
We're so glad to have Pastor John here with us today.
今天 Pastor John 牧师会跟我们在一起为我们证道。
And Pastor John is no stranger to us.
我们对他都非常的熟悉。
And he has been here helping our audio.
他在我们的audio 帮助我们。
In a lot of ways that he is working together and serving our Lord together.
在很多方面他都跟我们一起去侍奉主。
He is the pastor of Joy Fellowship in worshiping in the afternoon here.
他是喜乐团契的牧师，他们在这里崇拜下，在这里下午崇拜。
So for all those who want to see what Joy Fellowship is all about, and you're welcome to stay at 1:30.
所以你希望了解更多的欢乐喜乐团契的话，你可以1:30来这里参加聚会。
Thank you, Pastor John. And why don't I pray for you now?
Sure.
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
仁慈的父啊，你的爱在你的儿子中彰显出来。主啊，你的爱是所有生命的喜悦。我们爱你的话语，因为它是生命之光。当我们聆听你的仆人约翰牧师今天的讲道的时候，赐下圣灵在我们的心中，照亮我们心中的黑暗处，使你的话语圣职在我们心中，叫我们生活得平安。 Blessed you are, Lord, gracious Father. O Lord, whose love is revealed in your Son. O Lord, whose love is the delight of all life, and whose word we love as the light of life.Pour out your spirit as we listen to your servant, Pastor John, that in meditating on them, our hearts might be illumined and our days filled with peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
I'm always grateful to have a chance to speak here at Trinity.
我一直很感激我有机会在三一进行会讲道。
In fact, I'm just generally grateful to Trinity all around.
事实上，我对三一浸信会都非常的感谢。
You've provided such a warm welcome for our Joy Fellowship congregation for 45 years now.
45年来，你们一直都非常热情的接待喜乐团契。
And especially since we moved back here about 3.5 years ago.
特别是从三年半之前我们搬回到这里的时候。
I'm so glad to be able to point to you as a church that is really acting out as Jesus did, welcoming the strangers among you.
我非常高兴我可以向其他人的说到三一浸信会就像耶稣所做的一样，他们欢迎你们中间的异乡者。
I don't know if you know it, but I spent a long time in South Korea.
我不知道你们是不是知道我在南韩有一个非常长的时间。
I was teaching English as a second language at a university, as well as pastoring in churches there.
我在那里在大学里教导英文，也在那里的教会慕道。
I discovered that one of the hard concepts to teach
我发现有一个很难的概念去教。
Was comparisons of things that were less than one another.
是在的比较的时候是去看那个比较少的那个比别人少的那一个。
Everyone studies the greater than comparisons as a basic topic in the first couple of years of learning English as a second language.
在学习英语作为第二语言最初几年里，几乎每一个人都把大于比较作为这一个基本的主题来学习。
Big, bigger, biggest.
大，更大，最大。
Or even beautiful, more beautiful, the most beautiful.
或者美丽，更美丽，最美丽。
They even learn small, smaller, smallest.
他们甚至学习小，更小，是最小。
It feels different from the first two examples, but it's really the same thing.
好像对前面两个例子有不同，但是其实他们是同样的事情。
Small, smaller, smallest really means small, more small, and the most small.
小，更小，最小，其实就是意味着小，更小和最小。
Now, I'm hoping we can get the video switched. There it is.
现在我们来看一个幻灯片。
Good. Going the other way is not so easy, however.
从另外一个方面来看，好像不大容易。
How would you describe this alligator?Using the term cute.
你们如何用可爱这个词来形容这个鳄鱼
Really, how would you say it?
你们会怎么说呢
The alligator is not cute. Okay, but if we talk about all of them, the least cute.
所以你们会觉得鳄鱼是在这所有的动物当中是最不可爱的。
Okay, how about this? Try this one.
来看这个。
Do you see the tiny dog?
你看到那个小小狗。
How would you describe the dog using the term enormous?
你们如何用巨大这个词来形容这只狗？
The dog is the least enormous.
这只狗是最小的，是最不巨大的。
And one more. Oh, we can't quite see the little bird, but bird, dog, and bull.
我们看到公羊，和狗和一只小鸟。
How do we describe the bull using the adjective thin?
我们如何用瘦这个形容词来形容这个公羊，公牛？
The least thin. Well done. You passed my class.
它是在其中当中是最不瘦的。
Next there, right? Least. Least is the idea we're talking about today.
我们看到就是我们今天的就是要看最不那个。
The idea of least is important to understand today's scripture passage.
这种最不的这个想法，对于理解今天的经文非常重要。
It's the well-known story that we heard read about that Jesus told about the sheep and the goats.
这是耶稣一个众所周知的一个故事，就是关于绵羊和山羊的故事。
So let's get some goats there. And sheep.
那我们看绵羊和公羊。
There. Jesus told us that when he returns in glory, he will separate people into sheep.And goats.
耶稣告诉我们，当他带着荣耀再次回来的时候，他要把人分成绵羊和公羊。
In his time, sheep were seen as gentle, easy to care for, and generally good animals.
在他的那个时代啊，绵羊被认为是温柔的，容易照顾的，一般是比较好的一个动物。
Goats tended to be more aggressive.Prone to sticking their horns into their herders and just generally wicked.
山羊往往是具有攻击性的，它总是把脚伸出来，然后一般是形容是邪恶的。
So Jesus was basically telling his listeners that one day He would separate out the good and the bad people.
所以他耶稣告诉我们，他有一天会把好人和坏人分开。
And how does Jesus plan to separate people?
那耶稣如何计划把人分开呢？
First of all, I must mention that different scholars have different understandings of things of exactly when this separation and judgment occurs in the grand scheme of things.
首先我必须指出不同的学者对这种分离和判断究竟发生在什么时候有不同的理解。
Does it happen before Jesus sets up a kingdom on earth to rule here for 1,000 years?
这会在发生在耶稣在地上去建立他的千禧国的之前发生吗？
Does it happen as he welcomes those who will live with him forever?
还是会在他当他欢迎那些人跟他一起永远住在一起的时候发生呢？
In any case, it's important to understand that the sheep who are welcomed into God's kingdom are not being paid off for the good things they did.
但是最重要的是，我们要明白，那些被欢迎进入神的国度的羊，并没有因为他们所做的善事而得到回报。
Entry to God's kingdom is only by the forgiveness offered by Jesus.
进入神的国度，只有因着耶稣的宽恕才能进入。
And it does not depend on how good we are here.
并不取决于我们在这里做的有多好。
And it's obvious even in this story.That the sheep were not doing their acts of compassion to get something from God.
在故事中很明显的，那些绵羊没有因为他们的慈善的行为从上帝那里得到一些东西。
In fact, they didn't even really know who they were showing their acts of compassion or who they're really showing love to.
事实上，他们甚至不知道他们如何应该真正表现出爱。
There was, to use a term from the news, there was no quid pro quo.
就是好像在新闻中的一个术语，就是说没有交换条件。
No, I'll do this for you, God, so that you do something for me.
就是没有，就是说如果我为你做这些，你就要为我做另外一些事情。
The ones going into God's kingdom did not buy their way in.
所以进入神的国度，人是没有方式去收买的。
They just did good things with no thought of reward.
他们就是做了这些好事，没有想到要去收到奖励。
But for the next point of this story, but for the point of this story, it appears that Jesus separates the people based on their actions.
但是这个故事，我们来看这个故事的时候，我们看到耶稣是按照他们的行为，还把人分开的。
So on his right are a group of people.That Jesus speaks to and he says to them,
在他的右边是一群人，耶稣对他们说
I was hungry and you gave me food.
我饥饿的时候你们给我吃的
I was thirsty and you gave me a drink.
我口渴的时候你们给我喝的
Let's get a drink there.
那我们看个这个一杯喝
We normally think of this as a cup of water.
我们经常会想到这是一杯水。
But I was afraid the cup of water wouldn't be as easy to see, so I used milk.
所以我想牛奶会更加好的形容。
Jesus continued, I was a stranger, and you welcomed me in.
我身在异乡的时候你们接待我。
I needed clothes, and you gave them to me.
我赤身露体的时候你们给我穿的。
I was sick, and you took care of me.
我生病的时候你们照顾我。
I was in prison and you visited me.
我坐牢的时候你们来看我。
The people standing to the right side of Jesus can't believe what they are hearing.
站在耶稣右边的人他们不相信他们所听到的。
They've never seen Jesus in their lives.
他们从来就没有见过耶稣。
And they certainly didn't see him hungry, dressed in rags, or in prison.
当然他们也没有看到耶稣饿了穿着破衣服或者在监狱里。
So they object and tell him they haven't been that kind.
所以他们不同意他的说法说我们并不是那么好。
Surely they would remember helping out Jesus.
当然他们会去帮助耶稣。
I can almost hear one of them speaking for the group saying this.
我几乎可以听到其中一个人对说道。
Excuse me, Lord.
对不起，主啊。
That's very kind of you to say.
你这话说得很好。
But we never saw you.
但我们从来没见过你。
If we had, we would remember it.
如果我们看到，我们会记住的。
And we would have given you more than a glass of milk.
我们甚至会给你多于一杯牛奶的。
And that is when Jesus explains to them what they actually did.
这就是耶稣向他们解释他们做的事情。
He tells them that although they never saw him,
他告诉他们，虽然他们从来没见过他。
When they were doing kind things for others,
当他为别人做好事的时候。
With not a thought of ever being rewarded for it,
从来没有想到会得到别人的回报。
They were actually doing those kind things for him.
他们其实是他们做这些好事的时候是为他所做的。
So that homeless person needing a sandwich.
所以如果一个无家可归的人需要一个三明治。
When you give him lunch.
当你给他午餐的时候。
Jesus counts it as being done for him.
那算是就是为耶稣做的。
When your child calls out in the middle of the night, I'm thirsty.
当你的孩子半夜起来的时候说我渴了。
And you don't just roll over and go back to sleep, but instead get up and get them a drink.
你不是只是回去睡，继续回去睡觉，而是你起来给他一杯水。
Jesus counts that as being done for him.
耶稣也算是那个行为是为他做的。
When you make the effort to go through your closet and take out the clothes you aren't wearing and bundle them up to give to a charity that gives to people who need them.
当你去整理你的衣柜的时候，把你没穿过的衣服把它们捆起来送给一个慈善机构的时候。
Jesus says, "Thanks for the warm coat."
耶稣说，谢谢你的哇，谢谢你的衣服。
When you get up early on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 3 sessions a year.Each year to volunteer to teach English to recent immigrants.
当你每年在星期二和星期四一共三个学期的时候，你早起来为那些新移民上课的时候。
Jesus is sitting in your class, whether you know it or not.
不管你是否知道，耶稣就坐在那个课堂里。
And when you hear that a church full of people with disabilities is looking for a larger place to worship.With enough doors to get people in and out safely.
当你们听到有一班残疾人，他们需要一个更大的地方，敬拜的时候，崇拜的时候，你们会用足够大的门让他们安全进出的时候。
And then welcome that church into your space.
你们把他们欢迎进入你们的教会。
Refuse any rental payment.
拒绝任何的租金。
And bend over backwards to accommodate their special needs.
而且去特殊为照顾他们特殊的需求。
Jesus definitely counts that as being done for He Himself.
耶稣绝对是把它作为是为耶稣所做的事情。
Did you notice who all those people needing help were?
你们注意到是哪一些人需要这些特殊的爱的人呢？
There were homeless, children, poor people.Immigrants, people with disabilities.
他们都是无家可归的人，他们是儿童，他们是穷人，或者是新移民，或者是一些残疾人。
That's who Jesus calls the least of these.
这就是耶稣所说的最卑微的人。
As a modern translation puts it, the least important people.
或者用现代的话来说，就是最不重要的人。
Those are the people who most obviously need demonstrations of love.
那些人很明显的是最需要爱的人。
But you might not always be around people like them.
但也许你不总是会有这些人在你的身边。
Maybe your children have grown up and moved out.
也许你的孩子已经长大了，已经搬走了。
Maybe you are the poor yourself.
也许你自己就是穷人。
Maybe you can't stick around on a Sunday afternoon to help us folks at Joy Fellowship push people up our lovely new ramp.
也许你在星期天的下午不可以留下来去帮助那些残疾人推他们的轮椅上那个轮椅转道。
Maybe your days are taken up with school and work and just getting by.
也许你忙于你的学习，你的工作。
How can you show God's love to the least of these if that is your life?
如果这是就是你的生活，你如何向那些最卑微的人去显示神的爱呢？
let me answer that by telling you the story of one of my mentors heading off to college back in the 1960s.
让我来告诉你一个关于我其中的一位导师的一个故事，是关于在他在60年代他去圣经学院学习的时候。
He was from a very small town in southern Alberta.
他从阿尔伯特省南部的一个非常小的城镇。
The town was so small that they referred to the next town over with 300 people as the city.
那个城镇非常的小，以至于它旁边的一个有300人的一个城镇，它称为做是城市。
He and his parents made arrangements for him to go to school in a suburb of Chicago, Illinois.
他和他的父母安排他去一个芝加哥的一个郊区去上学。
Imagine going from that teeny town to that bustling metropolis.
你们可以想象一下，从一个非常小的一个城镇到一个非常繁忙的大都市。
It was his first time to see such a big city.
这是他第一次看见这么大的城市。
His first time to travel on his own.
他第一次的独自的旅行。
And his first time to be away from his family and his comfort zone.
第一次离开他的家人和他的家。
They were not wealthy, but had sent a check to pay for his tuition and room and board.
他们并不是很富有，但是他们父母去付他的学费和他的食宿费。
So all the money he had was two $20 bills.
所以他所有的钱就是两张20美元的钞票。
In the long distance bus ride from Calgary to Chicago,
在从卡加里到芝加哥的长途公共汽车上。
My friend slept with his hand on his wallet in his front pocket.
我的朋友在他的睡觉的时候用手按住他的钱包。
Not that a thief would have found those two $20 bills in his wallet.
并不是说小偷会在他钱包里偷他那两张钞票。
He had pinned the $20 bills inside his underwear in case his wallet got stolen.
他把那两张钞票钉在他的内衣里，就是以防钱包被偷。
So, obviously, he was a scared, frightened kid facing the great unknown all alone.
所以他当时是一个非常害怕，一个就是非常害怕、非常胆小的一个孩子，去独自面对这巨大的未来的世界。
But the advice his father gave him changed all that.
但是他父亲给他的建议改变了这一切。
His father told him that when he got to school, he should look for people on the edge.
他的父亲告诉他，当他到了学校的时候，他去寻找那些边缘的人。
The people standing all alone in a room and needing a friend.
那些独自站在房间里需要朋友的人。
My mentor took that advice to heart.
我的导师把这个建议放在心里。
He started looking for the people who were alone.
他开始去寻找那些孤独的人。
Often just physically separated from the others in class.
有时候他们就是自己一个人站在旁边。
He would talk to them, listen to them, and eventually friendships developed.
他会和他们交谈，会倾听他们的意见，最终他们的友谊得到了发展。
He was really looking out for the least of these.
他是真的去寻找那些最不重要的人。
Jesus didn't make this promise in his story.
耶稣在他的故事中没有做出这个承诺。
But I've seen it often enough to believe it is true.
但我经常看到这是真的。
When we focus on the least important people around us,
当我们关注我们周围那些最不重要的人的时候，
our lives become filled with love and laughter and joy.
我们的生活就充满了爱、欢笑和喜悦。
And my mentor?
而我的导师呢？
The shy, small-town kid in the big city school.
那个在大城市里学校里的那个曾经是害羞的小镇的孩子。
Before he left the school, he was elected student body president.
在离开学校之前，他被选为学生会主席。
So look out for the least of these.
所以让我们去寻找那些最不重要的人。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you, Pastor John, for that word of encouragement.
谢谢张牧师对我们的鼓励。
We all need to be loved and cared for.
我们都需要爱和被关爱。
We are all the same in God's sight.
我们在神的眼里都是一样的。
At the foot of the cross, we are all the same.
在十字架下面，我们都是一样的。
We have a hymn that we sing on Communion Sundays.
我们在圣餐的主日的时候有一首歌。
Blessed be the tie that binds.
Blessed be the tie that binds.
And we're going to sing that as a closing hymn today.
我们今天要用这首歌做回应诗歌。
We have a love in Jesus that binds us together.
我们在耶稣里有耶稣的爱把我们关爱在一起。
The hymn is number 286 in your hymnal, and shall we stand and sing this together?
这首诗歌在诗歌本里是第286首。
Thank you, Winnie.
谢谢。
Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred. Where